This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Tonight, it's me, Stephanie, here.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're starting off the second hour of tonight's program. You can catch Free Talk Live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can always go to listen.freetalklive.com, which is our website, freetalklive.com, and find all the different ways to listen to the show, from radio stations to online streams, even our studio cam where you can watch the show, the video feed of our show, and chat with other listeners. So one more time, that's at listen.freetalklive.com. And, of course, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call about anything that's on your mind. You want to talk about the name of the team, the Washington Redskins, that's what we talked about the first hour of tonight's show, or bring up a totally new topic. I know we still got to get to this catcalling video that Mark wanted to talk to me about. You can bring up that or anything else that you're thinking about at 855-450-3733 and have a discussion with us about it. 855-450-FREE. One more time, that's 855-450-3733. All right, we do have a call on the line. Let's talk to Carl in New Jersey. Hey, Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to bring up, I heard you last night about third parties, and I remember when Ross Perot ran, and I was for him. He's a very wealthy man, and he pretty much was financing himself. And I think he was going to win, and he dropped out. And what, I kind of remember he dropped out because he said Bush Sr. was going to ruin his daughter's wedding. If that's going from memory, and I'm thinking, what kind of nonsense is that?
There were some degree in how many of these were real or true or what. It's kind of tough to tell, but there were threats against Ross Perot's family. Pretty heavy. I don't know that it's to say
but
it was Bush.
Doesn't that kind of come standard if you run for president?
Yeah, but this was seemed a lot heavier because, you know, admittedly, like I was pretty young, I know, when Ross Perot was running.
I was like,
right. But
under 10.
he was buying like major network airtime, and he was getting really good percentages in the polls. I mean, he was, I think, not that I care anything for politics, but I think he was a serious contender.
Yeah, until he dropped out.
And I think that the fact that he did drop out is, I mean, that's sketchy on its own. Not sketchy on his part, but who
he said he saw ninjas, which was really sort of the most disturbing part of that.
Sure.
I remember that.
Well, but the powers that be certainly wouldn't want a third party to run, right?
Right.
I mean, the one thing,
what's a ninja but a guy in a balaclava, right?
I think the Republicans and Democrats actually agree on a lot more than they claim to. They kind of create this war against each other, but they really are on the same page about a lot of stuff. Just look at the policies of George W. Bush and Obama to confirm that. But one thing they definitely agree on is that they don't want third parties interfering with their party. They don't want them. They don't want them to crash the celebration, so to speak. So
yeah, I mean, and the only real criticism that they had against Perot was that his foreign policy stunk. And you think about it now and you're like, well, that's the guy we want. Someone who has no interest in foreign policy whatsoever. Yes, you know, elect that guy. So it's interesting, though, how that's turned.
Right, because both sides, Republicans and Democrats, need to know what needs to be done. They won't do it. They absolutely won't do it because they don't want to offend
any
voters.
What do you think needs to be done?
Man, well, you don't agree with me, so I'm not even going to bring it up.
Well, we can talk about it if you want to. I'm just curious. I haven't heard it before.
I call every once in a while. But what I'm going to say is I'm against open borders, and you folks are for it, and you're saying we're not for the free stuff, but the whole thing is they get the free stuff. That's the whole problem. We can't. And you say, well, we got to stop giving them the free. We've got to stop giving everybody free stuff, but we don't. And we can't afford to give this free stuff all the time.
I agree with that completely. But do you do understand that it's a fantasy world to imagine that the government's going to close the borders. And it's a fantasy world to imagine that the government's going to stop giving away free stuff. So this is us arguing about which fantasies we believe is more likely. I don't know the answer.
I don't either. And, you know, and because, you know, really, the people south of the border, there are, they're the businesses' new slaves, if you want to call it that.
Sure. With the with the way that illegal immigration sort of works, essentially they become serfs to business because they can't leave.
Exactly.
The business will just say, look, we can turn you over to ICE.
Yeah,
if you're
holding that over.
You don't like
head.
Getting paid $2 an hour? Fine, we'll turn you over to ICE.
So the current system is working for them. They love that the slave masters or the neo-slave masters like that.
Right.
They don't have any incentive to want that to change, right?
Right. And then the president says, we got to get raised the minimum wage. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? You got people here that aren't on the books, say, and yet you're saying we got to raise the minimum wage. And it's like, which way do you want it, you know?
Get ready for $20 hamburgers if we raise that minimum wage. And thanks for the call, Carl.
Get ready for video cashiers.
Yeah.
Is really what more likely to happen.
Yeah, and robotic sandwich makers.
Now, but,
they've already got the robotic sandwich makers.
True.
It can happen anytime.
They're almost as fast as I was.
Yeah, you know, I don't look at political. I do my best to avoid them, but they're almost kind of unavoidable. Today I was browsing some website or something, and I saw a political attack ad that said, so-and-so candidate has very weird ideas. She opposes background checks to get jobs, and she doesn't want to raise the minimum wage. And so I didn't see the part that said she has weird ideas. I just saw the part that said she opposes background checks and she doesn't want to raise the minimum wage. And I was like,
I'm not running.
That's pretty good. Like, I wonder what this person's all about. Yeah,
well, you know, that was interesting because if my memory serves, Ross Perot was not getting into the muckraking. He would get on. And I remember watching some of his specials, you know, that he bought the time for. And he just said, this is the problem. We're going to pay this much. We're going to do this. We'll allocate this here. Like, he had these charts, and it was phenomenal to see, even as a young person. And that's something, too, to, like, imagine a politician that doesn't get into muckraking. I mean, like, even I remember, what's his name there? A guy who can't raise his arms.
McCain?
Yes, thank you. McCain, he said he wasn't going to get into that. Of course, then towards the end of it, he totally got into
it. He kind
of
had to, though. I mean, like, it was getting there. The problem with dirty campaigning is that it works.
Yeah, sure, but I think Perot showed that actually if you just give people solutions, you don't have to do the muckraking.
Not everybody's Ross Perot.
That's a fact.
And I'm interested. I'd be interested in the magic world where Ross Perot didn't drop out and act kind of flaky and weird.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen what that was like, but sadly he did. And
we're
never going to get another third-party candidate because they changed the rules.
The door kind of closed to third-party candidates
Of Ross Perot.
After he left, unfortunately.
But, I mean, there's also the point that perhaps it's a fantasy that somebody like Ron Paul or Harry Brown, whoever, got into the presidency that they could actually even change anything. You know, that becomes the question.
They could do a great deal. And first, one thing, I mean, if you didn't care, you could go in and you could let all the non-violent drug offenders out in one day. You could tear up the executive orders if that's what you want to do. Pull it out of the register or whatever.
Well, that'd be an interesting thing, actually, is the executive orders, because those have such broad swaths of power now that actually a president getting in, and please, I'm not supporting this, I'm just saying if a president getting in, maybe they could just, like an emperor, just stop it all.
And they could pull every troop from all the foreign soil back into the United States.
But if they've invested all this money and time into campaigning, they're less likely to do that. They're not going to be like, oh, woohoo, I'm in office. I can do whatever the hell I want.
Oh, yeah. The political process is a vetting process for who the most successful sociopath is.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that for a second.
The incentives are just so messed up.
We see what happened to a very successful billionaire who attempted to circumvent the process when the process was more fair back in the mid-90s when it was easier for third party to get in. We see what happened to him. He cracked under the pressure. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who's not used to cracking under pressure.
Well, maybe that's a sign that he wasn't actually a sociopath to begin with, and that's a sad statement on politics in America.
Indeed.
Let's go to Skype, where Trey is on the line. Hey, Trey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, welcome.
I just wanted to hit a couple things. You're just talking about the minimum wage, and I agree with you guys, and I've always agreed with, you know, a minimum wage shouldn't be something that's forced to be high. We shouldn't force businesses to pay high wages. However, I think they should be willing to, you know, business owners should be willing to look at, you know, what they are paying and see if they have the ability at least pay higher. I have a case in point.
Well, hold that thought, Trey, because we're going to find out here in moments. I would like to continue this conversation with you, so just hang on the line. I think I'm kind of with them, but we'll see in moments here. Free Talk Live, 855-450 free.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Free Talk Live is, of course, live 7 nights a week, but tonight is Sunday, and it's kind of unusual to find live radio on Sunday, but here we are doing a show for you. We being me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Still going to get to this catcalling video, but we do have also a call on the line about minimum wage. But you're welcome to bring up anything that you're thinking about at 855-450-3733. Let's go right back to Skype, where Trey was on the line with us. Trey, you were just saying in the last segment, and we kind of ran up against the clock, but you wanted to talk about the minimum wage, and you said you don't agree with really laws forcing the minimum wage to be raised, but you also kind of think there's some responsibility on business owners to see what they can do to kind of make sure that their employees are making enough to get by. Is that kind of where you're coming from?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, as we know, once a business is established, at the beginning, if it's somebody starting from scratch, the business owner is definitely in there. Their hands are getting dirty. And I understand that. You know, my mom did that. And I've been in the restaurant business for 21 years and 35. I started when I was 14 working in her restaurant. So I understand. You know, not only that, but I live in Portland, Oregon now, but I come from New Orleans, Louisiana, where the minimum wage for this is sub minimum wage for service is still at $2.13 an hour. Now here in Portland, which I don't necessarily agree with this, but here in Oregon, the minimum wage for service is the normal minimum wage for the entirety of Oregon, which is like $9 and
plus tips
an hour. Plus tips, right.
Wow.
Mark's going to move to Oregon and be a server.
What that does is that prices young people out of the server market, and it makes it difficult for them to learn how to do that.
Right, absolutely. It's super competitive here. Even as long as now keep in mind, I'm from New Orleans. I'm from some place where, I mean, it's a big deal, you know, when you work at restaurants, especially really good restaurants. So you come here, not that there's not great food here, but what happens is, there's been times when I've gone to eat most of the time here in Portland where we go to restaurants, and it takes a good 3 to 5 minutes before a server even comes and talks to us. And the reason being is because the owners of the restaurants aren't able to hire enough servers because they're paying them such an exorbitant amount.
Mm.
And so, you know, instead of hanging like, you know, a waiter in New York and New Orleans, a really good waiter will take 3, maybe 4 tables, and they'll handle that and they'll do it well. Well, here, a quote unquote good server will handle like 5 or 6 or sometimes 7 tables.
I would find myself tipping less if I was in Oregon, because I would get, as you're pointing out, worse service. Also, I would have in my mind that they're making more from the business.
Being a server is kind of an interesting, strange example. It's kind of an exception, I guess, because there's this cultural expectation that the person who eats at the restaurant is going to pay the wages of the server, whereas with most of other jobs, even service jobs, there isn't that expectation. You're just paying for the service you receive,
right.
Not like a tip that's kind of nebulous and how much do you leave, and it's kind of weird. And, you know, the other thing that comes to mind whenever this conversation comes up, Trey, is like the concept of hourly wages. I don't know. To me, I think that it might be better if people could get paid based on the value that they provide, or based on the jobs that they complete, or the work that they actually get done, the productivity, rather than the number of hours that they spent doing the job, because what hourly wages do is just incentivize people to take a long time to finish the job, right?
Absolutely.
Like,
right,
to do less
right.
work in a longer amount of time.
Yeah.
It's really backwards.
I've said before to other people, you know, when we fill out we're offered a job by some, you know, company, you know, X or what have you, when you know, these higher paying jobs, you know, whenever you're getting paid, you know, $150,000 a year on up, a lot of times you're entering into like a contract, and this contract says this is how much you're going to get paid. You get a bonuses based on this, and mm-hmm. and so forth and so on. Why can't that be the same way for the rest of us? And this contract has to be honored, you know, honored by both sides. Real quick though, I wanted to one of the reasons I brought up this minimum wage thing about, you know, companies being able to pay higher. There is a company called Moo Moo Cluck, and it's a fast food company, and they're like a higher quality burger joint, okay?
Moo Moo Cluck,
that's what it's called. That's fantastic. That's a great name. And what they do is when they first started with like 1-2 restaurants, they were paying their workers $12 an hour. Now they're paying $15 an hour. And this is like, there's this article, and I just have a small snippet, and it reads, One common concern about raising the minimum wage for fast food workers is that customers will have to pay more for their food. But the owner, Parker, said that it is not a problem at Moo Moo Cluck. They charge $3 for a burger with an extra charge for cheese or bacon. Of course, we want to make money in our endeavor so that we can grow, Parker said. But we're not wallowing in funds and extra money that we do not want to share with the rest of the team. We want to spread the wealth around. So now this sounds fairly socialistic, but it's not whenever it's the owner making that choice for themselves.
But that owner's in competition with people who pay a lower wage. And so what they're able to do is they're able to, by paying a higher wage, get a higher quality of employee who's going to have less waste, less theft, and they're going to be able to produce more efficiently. There is a minimum wage, then what it does is it negates all the value that owner gets by paying whatever it is above.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, it's demoralizing to make minimum wage.
Yeah,
you know, it stinks to work at a job like that.
I think a lot of these business owners, managers, whoever, in the hierarchies, I'll say, I think a lot of them really thrive. Their payment models thrive off of societal ideas of what exactly, like thinking that fast food is some kind of low rent job, or that it doesn't take skill, thinking that being a waiter doesn't take skill and stuff like this, unless you're in Manhattan, then, there's areas where it's different. But I think they really do thrive off of that. Not so much that people aren't worth it and that they can't pay these people that much, but they just buy into the societal norm that, that's for kids, this is for people that just aren't very good at what they do.
It kind of is, and this is the problem with the minimum wage. So kids can run a Burger King except for the manager who's going to be a little bit older and kind of run the kids, right? So it's to some extent, it's like a high school project, running one of these fast foods.
Some can, okay.
It has in the past. But the problem is the market contracts, as it has over the course of the last 5 years, and then what you find is 20 and 30 and 40-year-olds working at minimum wage jobs, keeping people who are young people who are supposed to be making minimum wage. Because minimum wage is a wage that you're going to pay somebody who doesn't know the value of getting up and getting to work on time, doesn't know the value of keeping a smile on their face, doesn't know the value of, doing what their boss says without a bunch of questions, doesn't know the value of combing their hair for work, all these things that are...
I don't know if I agree with you on that, because I think the managers themselves look at this job, again, as a joke. They feel like they are society's joke, and that... rolls down to the new hires. That
but
rolls
I think
down
that's
to
because
the teenagers.
Of the minimum wage initially. There used to be, I remember these old videos on old fast food restaurants, and you'd have that, they have two guys in a White Castle, and one of them never touched the money. He was just always cleaning. I mean, this was a guy, a middle-aged type guy, and he's working his butt off in there. And I don't know. I think that it's because of the minimum wage that we come to the conclusion that these jobs are only for the people that we think they're for. The managers of these businesses have to be competent managers.
Yeah, Trey, thanks for the call. This is an interesting topic, and I'm glad you brought it up. This is Free Talk Live. Your opinions on minimum wage? Is it demoralizing? Is it all right? Should it be raised? 855-450-FREE here on the Sunday show. More coming up. 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your healthcare power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in about anything that's on your mind. Still have to get to this catcalling topic, but you're welcome to bring up anything that interests you. We were talking about minimum wage and the protest about the Washington Redskins, but really anything that's on your mind is welcome here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, the word free. One more time, 855-450-3733. And, of course, tonight it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark. Have you ever noticed how foreign news will have a completely different take on the issues than
yes, I have noticed that.
Domestic news? It's
indeed.
Really kind of interesting. And I don't think that I tend not to trust foreign news either. One place I like to go to get another side of the story is antiwar.com. Now, antiwar.com is a site that doesn't support the military-industrial complex. And what that can make it very difficult to make a living. Believe me, here on Free Talk Live, we understand. What anti-war doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media. All antiwar.com has is you. Antiwar.com's staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay, and they're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news. But they can't do it for free. They can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They gladly and happily take Bitcoin.
I was just about to say I'm going to antiwar.com right now and I'm going to send them some Bitcoin.
Yep, I've got to do it again too. Antiwar.com/donate because war is the health of the state.
All right. Let's go to the phones. and talk to Chuck in South Carolina. He wants to talk about the Redskins. Hey, Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening to you.
It's my opinion that the Native Americans should get over it. I grew up in a diversified neighborhood in Detroit, Michigan. I'm 77 years old, and I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody, but in my neighborhood, we had Lebanese, we had Iraqis, we had Italians, we had Germans, we had Irish, and we didn't take offense. And I did. My cousin went to school out in Oklahoma, and he came home with a with an American Indian, and as a friend. So I just think, you know, in this politically correct time that the American Indians should get over it. We got the Braves, the Seminoles. That's going to be next. The Seminoles, Florida State.
I think that so I lived in a pretty rough place for a while too. I spent nearly 9 years in prison, and people use, you know, the pejorative terms to refer to each other. We actually got an Indian guy in from India at one point, and it didn't take very long before people were referring to him as a coolie. I mean, it really, you know, they would use these.
I've never heard that term before.
Well, you can go ahead and look it up.
It sounds like it's not very nice.
Right, like, you know, they sort of identify each other by color, and, you know, that's important there. And honestly, as long as you use the right tone in your voice, it wasn't a problem to use terminology there that would be considered highly offensive anyplace else. Now, I don't know what the value of that is as far as, you know, taking the sting off of ethnically pejorative terms, but I think there's something to be said for it, but I don't think it works for everybody.
It's kind of hard to, I mean, just to play devil's advocate here, Chuck, don't you think it might be a little harder to just brush it off if your whole life you're being constantly reminded that there are certain people who don't like you because of what something that you can't control, which is what color you are?
Well, yeah, God made us all different, and we can't control our color. But, you know, it's like growing up, African-American was a Negro, and then it was black, and then it was now
it was colored first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
now, Oriental, the term Oriental, too. Like, right. Oriental is Oriental, a person.
But that hasn't, that hasn't gone all the way across the United States. So there are places where using the term Oriental to describe somebody. When I lived in Florida, I had a boss who was half Japanese and half Chinese. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, do you have any thoughts on somebody using the term Oriental to describe you? And she had no thoughts on it at all. Like, it wasn't, oh, yeah, well, some people feel this way, some people feel that way. She had no clue. Like, she's just, yeah, I'm Oriental or Asian, whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. But on the West Coast of the United States, if you call somebody who's, you know, ethnically Asian Oriental, that's a problem. Now, I don't like the term Asian because Russians are Asian, aren't they?
Indians are Asian.
Lots of white people who are in Asia. Yeah. Asia doesn't really describe people the same way. You don't want to use the term Mongoloid. I mean, that's just awful.
Well, it would be Mongolian, not... Anyway, Chuck, go ahead.
I have a daughter who is adopted from Korea, and I use the term Oriental. And I was someplace, and somebody took me aside and said, no, you can't use that term anymore. I said, well, I have a daughter who's from Korea. And he said, no, it's Asian now. It's Asian.
Well, what does your daughter think about being called that? Does she have an opinion?
Not really. She just went back to Korea with her family this year to the orphanage that she was adopted from. And she did say that it was good to be people who looked like her.
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Chuck.
Yeah, I'd really love it. I mean, I guess if people could all just kind of get over it and maybe not take offense to so many things. But then does that mean we can stop calling people illegals and just recognize them as other human beings?
Oh,
or is nobody going to do that? I wonder. You know, and I mean, is, or yeah, those Russians, you know, I mean, if we're going to get over things, if we're going to get over, like, you know, that there's no pejorative terms whatsoever, then can everybody go ahead and, like, stop using them then? Or not stop using them?
Those people is another one of them. Like,
sure.
A lot of times people talk about gay people, they're like, those people do that, right. You know?
So yeah. Those people has been interpreted at this point as to be a, you know, pejorative statement. You're not allowed to say those people.
The tone, right? Like, right. The tone conveys the disgust, and that's right. That's what's really the problem,
but
right?
Oftentimes they'll derail, the conversation will get derailed. Like, you know, you use this term, those people, as it referred to, not these people. You know, and then the conversation gets derailed. I think the first thing we need to do is stop using pejorative terms, and redskin is a pejorative term. And that's where, like, I get that we need a better term, perhaps, for Indian. I always like to trot out the example that, you know, he was talking about the evolution of what we call Black Americans. And it's gotten to the point where, and I have seen this written, where it's Americans of African, sub-Saharan African descent. And that's a lot of syllables compared to the one syllable in black.
Yeah, I don't think anyone uses that. And besides, like, what if you're from Haiti? You're not African American.
You're just black.
Yeah,
and
right.
So black's a nice term, and it's short and syllable, and it works. Where when we start this First Nations, I think that, you know, three syllables, not too bad, but it gets, I think it's difficult for people. They don't like the change. It used to be, all I had to do is call all of them colored, right? Like, you know, and now we have to have new terms. And, like, I get how that's confusing and upsetting.
I think they should just get over it because, like, it really is not that big of a deal to just call someone whatever makes them comfortable if you want to have a relationship with them.
Well, that's the thing. They shouldn't get over it. You should just respect a person's choice.
I'm saying the people who don't want to change the words that they're saying in order to make people more comfortable should get over it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you get a scolding for not using the right term, and I don't want to get scolded for anything.
Yeah,
look,
no.
I may or may not know what your little favorite term of the day is, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean I deserve a scolding.
Yeah, but for instance, like people who change their gender. You've said in the past, Mark, and we've also had callers that really resent having to, like, learn to call the person Michelle instead of Michael or whatever, or her instead of him.
But if it's learning, that's one thing. If it's just digging your feet in over the term, mm-hmm. I remember there was, I can't remember what movie it was, but there was this one where they were talking about Muhammad Ali versus Cassius Clay, and one of the barbers is going, Cassius, his mama name him Cassius, his name's Cassius, right? And, yeah. You know, it's this attitude that because something was some way in the past, it must continue to be that way into the future.
I think that's called conservatism, but what do you think? 855-453. What's in a name? It's Free Talk Live Sunday.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Are we all a bunch of racists? Are we all a bunch of PC liberals? You might think both after listening to this show, or you might have a completely different opinion, or you might want to bring up your own topic. And in that case, that's totally fine with us because it is Free Talk Live. Call in at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. One more time, 855-450-3733. I just want to let everybody know that Brian and I, we announced last week and also a little earlier in the show, that we are going to be leaving the Sunday show, Free Talk Live shortly. But I just want to let people know that Brian and I do other projects. Brian has his own podcast that he puts out every week. It's called Sovereign Tech, and it's a technology podcast about how science and technology can set you free. And so if you listen to Free Talk Live and you want to hear some more in-depth discussion, I think, especially about the ideas of liberty and as they relate to technology, definitely tune into Sovereign Tech. I'm the producer, and I'm often on the show, so you can kind of keep in touch with both of us there at sovryntech.com.
Yeah, I don't know how many people that don't want solutions from the state talk about technology in the podcast realm. I don't think there's too many, and so it's a rarity and a good time.
Well, you say you do your show so that your opinions can get out there.
That's the only reason.
Because you're underrepresented. You're not being heard.
No, not everybody else is a statist. No.
So you can hear Brian at sovereigntech.com. All right, let's go to the phones and talk to George listening in Florida. Hi, George. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
Doing great tonight. Welcome.
Okay. What I am referring to and probably asking a question because where does the propriety names for Indian tribes? Now, I'm in Tallahassee, and I'm an alumni of Florida State University, the Seminole.
You don't sound like a woman.
Pardon?
He said alumni.
I know. No. Florida State used to be a girls' school, and having gone to the University of Florida, I don't mind giving them a good ribbing about that.
Yeah, but look at our football record.
Okay. They don't mind giving us good ribbing either.
Right. Okay. Anyway, we have an agreement. Florida State University has an agreement with the Seminole Tribe of Florida to use the name Seminoles. Okay. Yep. Now, in Tallahassee, there are various and many businesses that begin the name of their business with the word Seminole. Now,
yep.
Okay, let's say, what about the Utah Utes? Are you familiar with that team?
I'm not. Can you help me out a little bit?
Well, I've never been to I don't know much about it, but I've heard that there is a team out there, a college team. I don't know if it's the University of Utah or what, but they call themselves the Utes, U-T-E-S. Not to be confused with Joe Pesci and his vocabulary, but anyway, who owns the name Dakota? For instance, the Dakota tribe, you were talking about those early being part of the Sioux Nation. Okay, what about South Dakota? Is somebody going to come and say, you can't use the name Dakota, so you've got to change South Dakota and North Dakota to South Smith and North Smith or something?
It's a great question. Who owns the name George, right? If someone wants to call their state Georgia and you don't like that, right?
Well, I don't think it's an intellectual property issue at this point. I get where you're coming from.
It's totally voluntary, right? It's like they want the approval of the Seminole tribe, so they want to make them go out of their way to consult with them and make them feel comfortable.
And they have. And the Florida State Seminoles and the Seminole tribe get along well.
But, like, who does own a word? Like, nobody does. It's an idea.
But I can tell you, the University of Florida has not consulted any reptiles about the naming of its mascot.
Yeah.
The Gators.
I think probably Liberace owns his consult the Gators own name.
sorry, what was that, George? I missed that.
I would probably think in the past Liberace owned his own name. I think
sure.
He probably had that copyrighted.
Because his name's so unique?
Yeah, it was unique. It's probably a made-up name, but his name was probably Joe Smith or something like that before he became Liberace. But anyway, I was just posing the question as to how far does ownership of an Indian, I won't say Indian because I say Native American name go.
Thanks for the call, George. Thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate your call. That's an interesting
question. I think, you know, there's actually a case where a name given to Indians became accepted by the quote-unquote ruling body, and I say that because things get lost in translation, and that is the Haudenosaunee, okay? They accepted the name Iroquois. That's not the name that they came up with. Hmm. And they're like, okay, no, yeah, that's fine. You can use it. But that's the point, is that the people that it matters to, that the word is for, okay, said, yeah, no, that's fine. You can use that. And it just comes down to, you know, with personal, in an individual, you know, nothing in society should go beyond. This is part of the problem, is that people think once it becomes more than one person or a society issue, that somehow things change. And that's the real issue. That's where I think government comes from. That's where the state comes from, this fiction, this idea. And so, you know, in a one-to-one setting, if you know somebody, okay, lost, I don't know, whatever happened to them, that some tragedy occurred, and you had an item, perhaps, that reminded them of that tragedy. Now, look, it's not your fault that that's the case. But if you, you know, if you want to have an interaction with this person, are you going to keep reminding them of this trauma? No, you don't want to do that. And so I think...
It depends on how inconvenient it is for you to give up the item.
Yeah, that depends.
What if it's your face that reminds them of the trauma? Like, are you going to just get plastic surgery?
No. Of course not. But if that's the case, I mean, if it's your car? But then that becomes, okay, if it's a car, yeah, like, well, oh, I got hit by a Toyota or something, mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think it does get into ridiculous realms, but I don't think this Redskin thing is a ridiculous realm. And I don't think that I'm more concerned even with the fans that just go around completely insensitive. To what exactly occurred to people that actually wore those feathers. Mm. And do you have to care so far? You know, no one should be able to lay that out, and certainly I wouldn't want any legal action against it, but let's just be human beings to each other and say, okay, you're offended? Fine. You know, it's easy enough to change a name. I mean, who's owning so much on the big deal that it's the Redskins? Like, you know, is the quarterback going to cry tomorrow, say, oh my God, I'm not a Redskins? Redskin anymore. I mean, come on. It's like, it's okay if the next day, you know, you're a Starbucks or something, you know.
I'm with you when it comes to Redskins, and I'm with you when it comes to the Cleveland Indians at least getting rid of that offensive little fella that they've got.
Chief Wahoo.
At some point or another, I stop this. You know, I don't think the atheists should be able to stop the Anaheim Angels from being called the Anaheim Angels, right? Like, your name offends me. You've got magical characters, right?
As an atheist, that does not offend me.
Right. I mean, like, it doesn't offend you. But, you know, I spent years, in the church and, being in private school and all this stuff. And I have a great deal of damage from my Christian upbringing. I am not an atheist. But, I could very well be upset about that. Why should I bother? So at some point, for me, it's just the pejorative terms. That's where I'm going to draw the line, because Redskin is a nasty thing to call somebody. That's from the get-go. As is, drawing silly little characters of people with buck teeth and red skin and stuff like that.
Yeah. There's so much more to say about this, but we do have a call on the line from Ron in Iowa. So let's talk to Ron. I think you want to talk about the elections, Ron. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, welcome. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I was just calling tonight to just a small reflection upon the elections on Tuesday. I remember back at the election of 2008, I'd called into a talk radio show here in Des Moines, Iowa, and just talking about, well, if you voted for this person or that person, it's going to be a waste of vote because they're unelectable, blah, blah, blah. And I called in, I said, you want to know what my definition is of a wasted vote? And they said, what's that? I said this, I quote, a wasted vote is a vote that is cast while in compromise to your own principles. That is a wasted vote.
I think that probably stings for people that are doing big compromises, but don't we all make little compromises if we vote at all?
I think we do, because not a single candidate is perfect. Not a single one is untainted. I heard a person say once about getting involved in politics Christians being involved in politics like wrestling with a pig. The pig doesn't like it, and you cannot smell it.
Yeah. The pig does like it, right?
Depends on the pig.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just, when we vote, I think we need to really look at, especially when it comes to a presidential election like this one is not, we need to vote for that man or that woman who is running for office, who will best support, uphold, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And
thanks for the call, Ron. We're up against the clock. I appreciate your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live. I don't vote. You want to talk about that? 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with
the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.